Welcome everyone to Be Alert News. This is Leon Benjamin, husband, father, pastor, Navy combat veteran, my goodness, congressional candidate, and just a lover of Jesus. I love this nation, and we are in a fight. We're going to be talking about the man, the king, but look, I got a special guest because I'm talking about mankind, not just the male man. I'm talking about the whole species that is under attack. We were born to rule. We were born to be in charge. But some kind of way, someone is trying to wipe us off of this wonderful planet called Earth that God created for us. You're going to enjoy my guest. She is no stranger. She is a fighter. I'm telling you, Dr. Lee Merritt is going to have some good information for us because we're going to deal with why is man, the king, under so much threats right now. Extinction. We'll be right back after a few short messages from our sponsor.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
All right, we are back, and I'm excited because we got some guests coming up to that's really in the fight today about man. And I said man, the king, but I'm talking about man, mankind. God made man, male and female. But it seems like the attack is against the whole species. And why? There has to be a reason why. And I believe the biggest reason is because we are made in God's image and in his likeness. We got, thank God for Brighteon. You know, one of the things I thank God for is that we can share information on this platform that is relevant to everybody. Mike Adams has allowed us to just talk about everything without being censored. So when you go to BrighteonStore.com, you support us. You support our message, but you also help this platform. So you go to BrighteonStore.com, you put in the code BEALERT, and you get 5%. That's right. You get some good products though, but you're also helping us to spread the word continuously without censorship. You know, one of the guests that we have on today is no stranger, of course. She has her own show here on Brighteon, of course, as well. But she's a fighter. She's not just a doctor, she's an educator. And she's been in this fight since it all began. And we know what we're talking about. I mean, from the 2020 elections to the COVID-19 to all the crazy stuff that's happening behind the scenes, Dr. Lee Merritt has been in this battle. So, hey, Dr. Lee, how are you? How are you doing?
thanks for having me on. Doing great.
I'm glad. Look, tell the people.
Sad to say, you know, we lost a great warrior this week, Dr. Rashid Buttar.
Yeah.
And last Thursday, and that's really you know, it's shocking, but that's what's going to happen. I'm afraid they're getting very serious. You know, you asked who's doing this. This is a mankind extinction program that we're in, and you know, who would do this? I mean, I'm going to tell you this goes back to Babylon, and I don't have to tell you this, but we're in it is a spiritual war, but it's on the physical plane. And these people that are doing this literally worship Moloch. They worship Satan. They don't worship the God of creation. And that is, I'm actually doing a little, this is what I was supposed to present. I was doing two lectures at the Advanced Medicine Conference that Buttar ran every Memorial Day. And I'm so sorry, we're not going to be able to do it. But you know, on symbolism, because I found out just in this whole thing that I learned more from looking at trying to figure out how they think and what they're talking about among themselves, rather than looking at science. I still read basic science, but the medical journals are worthless. And, you know, every war has its language. We had the Navajo code talkers in World War II, and now we have to learn to read their language of symbolism. And when you do that, you start finding out this is everywhere. I mean, this is businesses all over the globe are involved in this horrible, horrible setup. And we can argue how it got to be that way, but that's where we are. And we have to realize that we're in a war for our existence and for our children's existence.
Health-wise, it just kind of like eased itself into our culture. General Flynn has a book out called 5GW, and we fifth generation warfare, and we're doing calls and Zoom calls trying to get people acclimated to the definitions of what when we talk about shadow government and uniparty and, you know, non-state and state actors and unrestricted warfare and some of these tactics and strategies that have now come into our culture as if nothing's wrong, but everything is wrong. And how just give your understanding, because let them know what your background is and what you're doing right now and how you are approaching this type of warfare, which is against mankind. It's against man.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a classically trained physician. I was an orthopedic and spinal surgeon all of my life up until being cancel cultured for speaking out against the masks. And, you know, the thing of it is, I used to be in the military. I spent 10 years in the Navy, and then I was on the NRAC, the Navy Research Advisory Committee. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was a congressional subcommittee looking at technology, future technology for the Navy. And, you know, what I've come to realize is that first of all, when you mention five, you know, everybody's got that term now, fifth generational warfare, on the tip of their tongue. And the joke was, I had read more of the Marine Corps Commandant's reading list than the most Marine officers when I was in the Navy. I mean, that was just my thing. And afterwards, I just read military history and military stuff. But I will tell you, and I'm not saying I'm a military expert by any means, but one of the things they never tell you, you know, like Zhao and Wang are two Chinese colonels that really set the stage, I think, for a lot of this in 1995 or 99, when they wrote the book Unrestricted Warfare, which is a longer name in Chinese. But, you know, all these books that talk about all this, and they talk about their priorities and stealth and how they're going to do this, and multi-dimensional, they're going to attack economics and politics and everything all at the same time. But they never mention that this is being run by people that sacrifice children and worship Moloch. That's what they never get into. And I think it's a point, is that when you understand who you're dealing with, we're in a weird war. Yeah, it's unrestricted. Yeah, it's stealth, but we still ought to be able to name the enemy. You know, we don't seem to name the enemy. Here's an example of what's going on in the world. I was in Winnipeg, Canada. I was walking around, my husband and I were walking, And I saw this creepy statue. I actually have pictures of it I can show. But anyway, this creepy statue of this kind of weird dog and this weird robotic man. And it just didn't make you feel good. You know, when you see nice art and it makes you feel happy and makes you feel good, you see, you know, David or different classic paintings, and it makes you interested or feel good. This just made you feel bad. So I thought, who would put this out in front of their business? And I looked at the building, and on every window was a symbol. Now, it might have looked like an H, like a hotel, but no, I knew what it was because I, for a number of reasons, because I've been studying this stuff, but it was the Babylonian symbol for Saturn or Satan. It's what it is a satanic symbol. And why would you put that on your windows of your business? But see, they expect us not to know. Here's one that I've been talking a lot about lately, because I don't think there's mRNA in these vaccines. Okay, that's one of the things I do, is look at the basic science and try and follow the intention and the science and figure out what's going on in the big picture. And one of the things that this creepy religion, they believe, and again, it doesn't matter if we believe it, it matters that they believe it. And one of the things is that they can't lie to us, and we must accede to their evil. In other words, you have to agree to it. They're never going to force vaccinate people by tying them down and injecting them. You have to one way or another say okay. Well, and that somehow relieves them of their karmic debt if you do that. If they get you to accede, the problem is they can trick you with language. It's old Babylonian word magic and money magic at work here. And so when they told us a virus spread all over China and was killing people, they didn't lie. What they didn't tell us is that in Latin, virus means toxin or poison. It does not mean a little germ that comes out of your mouth and floats out and infects other people. You see, that's a great anti-human agenda. And again, these are anti-human people. These are people that really want to destroy the earth and us with it. They call it a virus, and they make you think that it's a germ and that we have to stand 6 feet apart from each other and wear a mask because we might connect this germ. But that's a trick. It's a poison. They've been poisoning us. Look at the people that understood the chemtrails early on and nobody was listening to them. I mean, we're being poisoned from the sky in our food. We have so much evidence for this, like the paid Harvard doctors that were paid to lie about what was causing heart attacks. That the sugar industry was realizing that it was carbohydrates that were associated with this increased risk of heart attacks back in the 60s. And so they realized, hey, we've got to stop the evidence for this coming out. And every time a medical doctor would try to bring this up and write an article and show the relationship, then these guys from Harvard, and we have their names. I mean, how many people did these guys kill? They would denigrate the paper because they were Harvard and they were big guys in academics. And so all it took was a few words for them, and nobody ever looked at that stuff anymore. Wow. And that's the fight we're in. So they're poisoning us at every turn. And I love the fact that they convince us there's a disease called influenza, for example, which I can tell you that is not a germ. We've run that to ground. The same thing with the pathology and influenza, the same thing here is, you may not know this, but most people don't, but in June of 2021, a year and a half after so-called COVID broke out, after they had bombarded us with these mandates, they had locked us in our homes, they'd forced us to wear masks and deal with unpleasant airline staff that would force you to keep it right up on your nose. That was, to me, one of the worst things about the whole deal. These pathologists, and they told us, don't do autopsies. You might spread the disease. Now, that's exactly the wrong thing if you want to really find out what the disease is. Pathologists are the specialists. They're the guys that know everything. Too late, but they know everything. That's the joke. They should have been doing these autopsies. Finally, in June of 2021, there was a publication of over 360 cases of dead COVID patients. And the conclusion by these specialists, these people that are paid to know what caused you to die, they said, after reviewing all this and in spite of all the money that's been spent around the world on COVID, we don't know what's killing people. That's a pretty shocking admission after all that. So you see, all the lies are it's profound, and it's because it's so big, it's hard for people to believe it's a lie. I mean, it's just what Joseph Goebbels said. If the big left lie, and they won't think it's a lie. It's exactly what we're doing. And the lies continue.
You are, like I said, and I think my approach, as I've been traveling around the nation, you know, and some of us have been together at certain times with Clay Clark and with the Reawaken Tour, and then some of the other things that's going on. Mickey Willis is having an event in Houston, I believe, in Dallas, with the pandemic that's coming out. I think it's June the 3rd. That'll be out that weekend in June. And everybody's coming together, finding out that these people are a bunch of liars. I mean, and they're going to lie all day. I mean, they're going to lie all day, all night, through the media, through publications, through state actors, non-state, even through politicians. I hate to say it. And I ran for Congress, you know, in 2020 and in 2022. And I'm thinking it's all about serving the people, you know, and getting in to solve problems. And these people don't want to solve any problems. They just want to be in front of the camera to lie, 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 and then say, look, we just can't figure out what's going on. And so how have you approached? And again, I'm just, you know, I'm talking about the man, the king. We're supposed to rule, but not over each other. These people want to make us either slaves or completely dead. How are you approaching this fight where you are right now?
Well, see, I will say, it's not that they want to make us slaves. We already are slaves to them. You know, we don't think it because we're not wearing chains. We're not doing classic slave stuff, but you can't travel from country to country without them giving you a stamp of approval. You can't move. Now, and they want 15-minute cities, right? We have to pay taxes. They've kept us essentially in bondage to them. They just don't wear the pharaoh's garb anymore. We're still in the pharaonic system. We just don't wear the pharaoh's garb. And so I think the biggest thing that people need to realize here is that the war is not over. This was the big shot across the bow, and I think they didn't get quite the effect they thought they would. But they vaccinated billions of people, okay? And we still are seeing the, just for example, in the pilot industry, you know, the Delta pilots used to self-insure themselves with a disability program. They had their own self-insured disability. Now, these pilots are the healthiest of the healthy. I got this from Kevin Stillwagon because he was a Delta pilot. But, you know, I was married to a Marine pilot for 30 years. These guys are the most select healthy people because, you know, if a surgeon makes a mistake, it's one patient at a time. If a pilot makes a mistake, it's the 200 or 500 people on that plane. Oh. So these guys, they know that they have to have redundancy in the cockpit, and they have to have things so that there's always competent people up there taking care of us, right? On the other hand, they violated every procedure in doing this vaccination of the pilots, completely against, like in the military, completely against all the manuals of the medical departments, and completely against the FAA basic principles of not experimenting anything experimental on pilots. No experimental drugs, no experimental vaccines, nothing, but they did it. Well, now the Delta pilots, after decades of being in solvency, the Delta pilots self-insured disability fund is bankrupt. Okay. Ooh. So this tells you that we are not, it's just one of many examples I could give, but this tells you that we are not out of this. We are in the same, we are just entering a different phase. And I will tell you, people need to wake up and realize I'll give this example. Think about D-Day. How did we carry out D-Day? What we knew that if we waited long enough, the Germans would know the plan. Plans always leak, right? But you have to give out, you put out disinformation, you try and fool them. We pretended we were going to Calais. We did all these different things, you know, put fake documents on fake on dead bodies and things like that. And we stalled until we carried it out and they were surprised. Now, what's happening here, and I think people need to wake up to, is don't think because they got rid of the mandates, this is over. This is not over. This is just they're counting coup. They're finding out how they did with this vaccine. Okay, they're seeing how many people did we actually hurt with this. What's going to be the death count? They know, we don't, but we know it's going up. And then they're planning their next move and their next move. And one of the ways they do it is they distract you with nonsense. You know, it's like the magician waves his left hand while he's picking your pocket with the right. Don't be distracted by all this stuff that makes it sound like we can just get back to our lives. We cannot. This is not over. And what they're doing is they're keeping us talking about things that are old news, doc, as they say, you know, old news. Yeah. We got to talk about what we do now. For example, if this is not RNA, and I think there's a fatalistic principle they're using to try and convince us that these are RNA shots. Oh, they've changed your DNA, you know, because the MIT people said so. You know, there's not a lot of evidence for any of this. In fact, there's really not clear evidence at all that I can find that there's any genetic material in these vaccines. I'm not saying it's not a point of scientific debate, but if you look at multiple lines of evidence, and the biggest one being that, remember when they had to keep this stuff really cold? And now suddenly they don't? Okay, I mean, in 2023, mRNA researchers working with diseases of liver published a review article, and they made this comment that wouldn't it be great to be able to use this technology to help malaria and liver problems in Africa, but we'll never be able to do it. And this is why they said that, because the infrastructure does not support the cold transport needed to keep this stuff viable. Well, if it doesn't do it there, why do you think it did it here? You know, they did it long enough. They did it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, long enough so that the current researchers wouldn't rat them out as being a fraud. And then when the news cycle quit, they quit doing the cold storage. People, that's a big tell. In poker, that would be a huge tell. We should wake up to this and realize we've been scammed at every level. But if it's not RNA, what is it? Well, it's something I think we can get out of. And it also involves wavelength. So while we were all locked down, they were putting up all these 5G towers, okay? You know, and I think it's maybe a joke to them that they're using 5G to refer to fifth generational warfare. But in any case, 5G is not one wavelength. It's a multitude of wavelengths. They just opened up the spectrum for all this stuff. And think about the Travis Scott concert. They have technology that they've been working on. This is where I do the basic science stuff. Is they've been working on opsins and augmented opsins, hybridized opsins. These are chemicals that respond to wavelength. They inject it into mammals, and guess what they can do? They can cause arrhythmias in the heart from a distance, just beaming a light beam on them, right? A wavelength. Well, what happened in Travis Scott concert? They're experimenting on us. There's multiple evidence. There's South Korea. There's Israeli experience with this. And there's Australia. They did some of this stuff. And then there's Travis Scott. They walked in through this demonic skull, right? And they were all vaccinated. They had to be vaccinated. They go in through this demonic skull. You know, enough said of that about that, I guess. But they go in and they're bombarded with pulsatile light of different wavelengths, which is what activate opsins. This is a chemical that activates. And this is what... This is the guy who is the father of CRISPR. Is actually, his PhD was in optogenetics, using opsins and wavelength. I'm telling you, this is why we have to look at the future, not at the past, and pay attention.
But Dr. Lee, we're going to cross on the other side, and I'm actually going to have Ann Vandersteel is going to be with us today as well. You know, I want everyone to pay attention. We're going to have a men's conference coming up, and everybody thinks we're just going to talk about, you know, the Holy Spirit and, you know, prophecy. We are going to talk about those things, but we're going to get into some political issues at our conference. It's called the Man Cave 2023. We got a lot of men in the cave, but we're talking about mankind. We're talking about how we got pushed into the cave. You can put that flyer up there. You know, it's going to be June the 9th and 10th, right here in Richmond, Virginia, Friday night and Saturday night. We got some great speakers that are going to be coming. Man Cave 2023. And we're going to deal with the economic, the political, the physical. We're going to deal with the material. We're going to deal with the family. We are under attack, men. And I'm calling on specifically the male man to start to pay attention to what's going on. So June 9th and June 10th, they can register at Eventbrite. You can come there. We got some great speakers. We got Tim Dillard. Jeff Richfield, Apostle Tony Carter, Pastor Andre Best. We got some great speakers. Pastor Jonathan Avendano. It is going to be an amazing, amazing time. And we're going to deal with men. Men, as Dr. Lee Merritt said, Do you think something is happening? We got to wake up. It starts with the man, the mailman, but this is really about all mankind. I know we're probably going to have even women at the conference, because I just got out of the women's conference and I got blessed at the women's conference we just had here in Richmond, Virginia with Pastor Maria Benjamin, a precious wife. So when we get back on the other side, I'm going to have Ann Vander Steele. I'm going to have Dr. Lee Merritt. We're going to talk about this attack against mankind. We are under siege. We are set for extinction if we don't do anything about this. Let's get the plan and let's act appropriately. Be right back after a few short messages.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol, or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
All right, gang, look, we're back, and this has been very, very interesting what's been happening. And I'm telling you, as we go forward in this summertime, I'm talking about Proverbs chapter 6. Look at the ant, thou sluggard. That's what Proverbs 6 says. Who has no overseer, no ruler, no guide, yet he gathers for the harvest. He's gathering because he knows winter is coming. And I'm telling you, we miss this season right now of allowing this unrestricted warfare just keep just rolling and rolling and rolling. And we just keep looking like we're so aghast, we're aghast. And I think we must understand the power of what we have in our grasp. You know, once we think about Brighteon, I'm telling you, Brighteon is allowing us to get this information out. That's why when you go to BrighteonStore.com, and support us, put in Be Alert, and you get that discount, but you're actually supporting us to get out this information. Also got a great relationship with MyPillow, Mike Lindell. I mean, you know Mike Lindell's under attack. We're about to bust this thing wide open. with all of the elections and things that have to happen in 2023 and 2024, well, go to MyPillow.com. Get your pillows. Get your slippers. We all got sheets. We all got pillows. Put in the code BEALERT, and you'll be supporting our cause and also helping out a great patriot, Mike Lindell. One of the things that what we're doing right now, trust me, we are getting ready for an all-out battle. I got another special guest, Ann Vandersteel, along with Lee Merritt, and you're trying to figure out, we're talking about man, the king. We're talking about mankind, though. We're supposed to be rulers in the earth. But yet, as Dr. Lee Merritt said on the other side, they already look at us as slaves. They're already running us into the ground. We are set for extinction. There's an extinction clock that they're watching in this unrestricted warfare, and they're following it step by step by step. Now, Ann, talk to us, and look, Dr. Lee Merritt has already punched the devil in the face. Why are they so set on getting rid of us? Are we a threat?
Well, we're certainly not in their plan, Leon. It's great to be with you this morning. Thank you for having me join your great broadcast here. You know, when you look at the agenda of the World Economic Forum and, frankly, of the devil, he does not, of course, condone what God has built, which is all of us, his beautiful earth, and, of course, America, the second covenant nation, which we all know has stood in the face of tyranny for hundreds of years. And, frankly, the only way to tear us down is from within. Because if America was attacked from the outside, like we believed we were during 9/11, although we did not know it was actually another internal attack coordinated by the Bushes, I don't believe that Americans would have responded the same way. Instead, we were believing that we needed to give away our personal and private information. And today, they now know American psyche is still that of very much we stand independently, we're proud of our heritage. And we know our ancestors came here, and the shoulders in which we stand were those of men and women that took the chance to leave feudalism behind and instead plant a flag here, go out and homestead for property and build farms and blacksmiths and other jobs and schools and raise their families and fight through terrible winters. And of course, you know, the travesty that went on with the American Indian, for which today I believe there's a lot of regret because there's so much we should be learning from them, particularly around healthcare, how our healthcare has been usurped. Again, all from the inside. And so these attacks that keep coming from the inside are only being facilitated by this Biden regime that is allowing the infiltration of fighting age men, specifically from China and other countries like Iran, cut forces that are getting Venezuelan passports and being passed off as migrants into the United States by the hundreds of thousands, and they're waiting for the signal. Yesterday, we broke a story, Christy Hutcherson, Women Fighting for America, and myself, she was on location in Eagle Pass, Texas, Leon. You know, again, the devil is using his minions to do his handiwork, and our own Customs and Border Patrol are taking orders to facilitate these migrants into these tents right on the border of the United States and Mexico, and they're being brought into training camps near U.S. prisons. So this is a highly coordinated effort, and it's all being done inside the wire, inside our country, and that's the only way you'll take America out is if you infiltrate us from the inside, create, corruption and crime and upheaval in our cities, take over our farmlands, poison our countryside with toxic train spills and accidents. And of course, we now know about the 26 tons of fertilizer that went missing a couple of days ago on its way to California out of Waco, Texas. Remember, the same fertilizer that they used to blow up the federal building in Oklahoma with Timothy McVeigh, and he used only 2 tons of fertilizer to do that job. We've got 26 tons, and you've got cells of people all over the country waiting for the order. So this is a highly coordinated effort, but this is the devil's dream to destroy God's second covenant nation, and they've learned through the color revolutions that our own CIA fomented all over the world. They've learned how to do the same color revolution here, get us distracted with fighting with the skin color, with the party denomination, with your sex, with your age, with your religion, whatever it is, while they sneak in the military on this side of the border so they can attack us from within. It's a remarkable plan. It's been a long-range plan, but it is a plan in motion.
Well, I think for sure, because Dr. Lee Merritt was addressing the same thing about the poisoning of man, Every little thing there, from the air to the water to the food, a so-called quote-unquote vaccine, everything's poison, poison, poison. And I think there was a scripture in the Bible where the people were being poisoned in the wilderness because they were complaining and murmuring. And God tells Moses to lift up this brazen serpent. He tells him to make this brazen serpent in the wilderness and says, tell the people to look at the serpent. And while the poison is running through their bodies, a miracle would happen. They would be healed. Now, thousands already died, but those that looked at the serpent, and Jesus now is quoting this scripture. Just, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Now, Dr. Lee, tell me now, is this not, come on, parallel to the doctors, the symbol of the doctors, right? The serpent. But now we can't look at that serpent anymore. We have to look at Jesus. How are we going to redirect the people from looking at the Old Testament serpent to the New Testament Savior? And you're a doctor, but how come we're getting these doctors to look at this serpent that's killing us with poisons?
I know it. I'm embarrassed for my own profession. You know, interesting that you mention it. You know, the actual original symbol of medicine. And in 1976, I was a freshman medical student in Rochester, New York, and it was a debate going on then. Okay, so this is fairly recent medical history. But in 1976, I had a professor tell me, no, this whole caduceus thing, that is not the symbol of medicine. The symbol of medicine is the staff of Asclepius. Now, I talked to you earlier about watching symbols and learning to read symbols. It's really interesting, and I don't want to belabor this, but the staff of Asclepius was a demigod. His father was Apollo, who is known for bringing, although he's considered a god of medicine, what did he do? He brought the plagues in the Iliad. You know, he brought devastation through disease, which is interesting. And his mother was Coronis. Remember when they debated about what they were going to call these things? And, you know, they claim they call it coronavirus because there's a crown looking thing on it. They can't see that. It's called coronavirus because Coronis was the mother of Asclepius. She was apparently got pregnant, had an affair. It's a long story, but it's just, and she was the first cesarean section. Apollo murdered her. But now so that's where we get all these words. We get all this stuff goes way back again to Babylon and probably to Sumer. But the new symbol of medicine is a symbol with now two snakes and these bird wings. And these bird wings are from a bird. It's the darting eye of the Cicatrix bird, no, the something tricks bird. Now I'm blanking on the term. There's a picture of it in Belvedere Castle in Central Park. Shakespeare called it the darting eye of the cockatrix would poison you. In other words, we have wings on the caduceus is a symbol of a death bird. I mean, this is, you know, medicine was corrupted, was taken over. And I think people, the one thing people are really waking up to is they can't trust doctors. They can't trust the hospital. You know, this bombshell by Tom Rentz that there was actual murder taking place, you know, overt, where they knew what they were doing. Not just, oh, we gave remdesivir because Fauci said so. But no, they knew what they were doing and they were killing these people. And I think that's going to come out, just like the Liverpool pathway in England came out. And people are just going to reject modern medicine, which they should. It's been corrupted for a very long time. But yeah, you're completely right. We have to turn away from that. And what they've hidden from us is profound. What we are learning is, and you know, my colleague, Dr. Buttar, that sadly died, he was very good at the Advanced Medicine Conference by looking at this and by bringing out these new technologies from wavelength to, you know, scalar energy, all sorts of different things that we know about, vibrational healing. There's so many things out there how to grow food, the science of how to grow food, actually, the difference between copper and iron tools in your garden, in the farmlands. They've lied to us. They knew about it. They scientifically studied this stuff. And they've lied at every turn. And they continue to do so by lying, by omission, by hiding stuff that we could use to make ourselves healthier. That's one of the big lies. And it's continuing to go on. I think the biggest mistake we make right now is thinking when the mandates went down, oh, we got this. No, we don't got this. We got a lot of stuff being thrown at us now.
Well, look, and you and Ann have a show, All the Bridie On, and Ann is always, I don't know if she gets any sleep. I don't know if she, I don't know if she has like a bed in an airplane or something or what, but you're talking about breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news after breaking news. And why are they attacking us on all these angles? Because you're opening up a whole can of worms in different areas, you know, from the borders to the vaccine, to the elections, to religious fraud. I mean, everything. Why are you hitting it like that? Why are you approaching it like that with breaking news, breaking news, breaking news?
Well, first of all, it's a collaborative effort. I mean, you know, come on, Dr. Merritt, let's be serious here. If I was going to put all my eggs in a basket, I'd throw it in hers and I'd toss me out of the train. But when it comes to, you know, just getting the information out, this is their strategy. You know, Saul Alinsky, right, upside down, inside out. And of course, Cloward Piven come at him from every single direction possible. And that's what fifth generational warfare is about. Dr. Merritt knows this better than anybody on this podcast right now, that this is the way that they come at us, so that we are constantly boxing at shadows. And I tell people, you got to find your true north. What is true north, right? True north for me, and I'm pretty sure everybody right here, is God. So that we start there, our family. We got to make sure those are the things that we keep right in front of us at all times. How do we protect our relationship with our Savior, and how do we protect our family and keep everybody healthy? That being said, the entire planet, humanity, is under attack by dark forces. I liken it to standing in the middle of a forest where every single tree is burning down. They're still shooting missiles at you. And you look down and you realize the ground that you thought was safe is turning into molten lava. They are coming at us from everywhere. It is the only way they can stop what they believe to be is that, you know, the people, the true believers, to put so much fear into them, they doubt, succumb, and beg for mercy from their attackers, which is like, you know, Stockholm syndrome when you've been kidnapped. They're hoping that we're going to break. Just like they saw America's psychology at 9/11, we believed that we knew who had attacked us. George Bush told us so, standing on a pile of rubble, and we were happy to surrender our privacy. And of course, we were happy to pass the Patriot Act. Not everybody. Bill Binney was screaming about it, but back then I never heard of Bill Binney. If I knew now what I knew then, or if I knew then, I should say, what I know now, hell no, would we ever have had the Patriot Act? I would have been on a microphone then screaming, but we just didn't know. Now we know just how complete the takeover is. And it's been a total corporatocracy. It's total fascism. It's organized from multiple people, but it really starts with the Council of 300 and, of course, the World Economic Forum using their ability of influence and all the corporations that are under their control, a la BlackRock, Vanguard, et cetera. That we just have to be loud about it, Leon. There is no choice. I mean, every single one of us has to push back and show this continually like a broken record over and over and over until we finally reach everybody. And, you know, to that example, when I was a TSA targeted individual from Department of Homeland Security being put on a domestic terror list and unmercifully forced to second base with the TSA six times a week when I flew, like that kind of a crazy schedule, I finally had somebody who connected with me only because Elon Musk let me back on Twitter and we were finally able to see one another. We were sequestered in silos like they continued to divide to conquer. We just have to keep going, Leon. There's no other way to get through this. Just keep going. And it's going to get worse. And I believe Dr. Merritt would concur that it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think what I heard the Lord say was fallout. And yes. I know, you know, fallout shelters are places where it's the last place that you ever want to go, but it's the place that you need to be, you know, because the fallout is so intense that if you're in that place where it happens, you're totally annihilated, totally destroyed. We, the people of America, is going to have to create these fallout shelters in the name of Jesus. So it's a little bit different than just going into a bunker. We're talking about the power and the release of the Holy Spirit to combat against every weapon. This is mentioned in Isaiah 54:17, where it says, no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue, that's the witchcraft, that's the Molech, that's the god of Baal, Ashtoreth, That's the Babylonian gods. That's the gods of Pharaoh. That's Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, it's all coming together. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that riseth against us, we shall condemn in the judgment. Those fallout shelters, I think, have not been really coordinated yet, which we're going to need. We're going to need those umbrellas of in the name of Jesus, the faith of God, the love for family and God and country, these shelters to come against this spiritual warfare. It's because you're going to need more than just a little bunker with your 10 days of water. You know, you're going to need more than that. Yes, get those things. Dr. Lee Merritt, do you agree? Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I would just make sure that you're not talking about FEMA shelters. You know, I'm telling you, because one of the things they're going to do as a ruse, I mean, this is warfare. And Anna's exactly right. I used to live on the Mexican border. I practiced surgery there for 20 some years. It was happening 20 some years ago. This is just overt now because they think they got this. So they're becoming more overt. But one of the plans, I believe, here is to convince people whether they blue beam aliens or they tell us there's another plague or something. And this time they're going to tell us, oh, you have to go to these shelters for safety. Do not do that. I'm not going anywhere with these psychopaths, because I think that is the and I think they've tried it. You know, this is what's been happening to the Falun Gong and the Christians and Buddhists and stuff in China. They're exterminating them, and actually they're selling off the body parts. This is horrible what's going on, but it's all over the world. And be advised, don't be suckered into that. Our churches are our shelters. Our homes are
sanctuary. I think this whole thing, and I know our time, Lord, I wish I had 20 more hours with you guys. Sanctuary cities, and Vanderbilt, you know, California, New York, come on, they're coming in now, and Abbott is still shipping and busing them, these illegal immigrants, which is crazy. I would rather just send them back, but they're being bused all over the place. What's going on with that?
Well, they're being bused all over the place, predominantly into the red states, because they need to dilute the voting electorate. That's absolutely critical. They're being sent with money, and they're being put into shelters while our homeless veterans are being left to languish, starve, and just be, you know, destroyed on the streets. They just don't care about the people who built this country. They're more interested in replacing the people who built this country with the slaves that they need, because they also believe that there's too many of us around the world. So if they can exterminate us through war and through upheaval and violent crime in our inner cities, if they can replace our workforce with artificial intelligence for white collar, and the blue collar workforce with the invasion that's coming across, in addition to the military men that are coming across through the invasion, then that's how they're going to do it. This is unfortunately what we're facing right now, and far too few people fully understand it. And to Dr. Merritt's point, being on the border down there and seeing it, God bless you for that work. But it's my understanding that 26 miles, and I did a documentary down at the border a couple of years ago, and we called it 26 miles because, Dr. Merritt, 26 miles was already ceded of our border to the United Nations, which gives them jurisdiction over that land, which is why you're seeing these UN tents pop up called FEMA camps, UN tents, and why our own Custom and Border Protection are moving migrants right in there under our nose on our side of the border, but within that 26-mile jurisdiction of the UN. It's just a horrific situation we find ourselves.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're under attack, man. How can they reach you? I know everybody knows you, but it might be somebody watching saying, I got to go and get Dr. Lee Merritt's information. I got to go get Ann Vandersteel. Everyone take a minute. How can they get you? How can they get you?
Well, I'm at themedicalrebel.com, besides being on Brighttown at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays, and sometimes on Lindell TV at noon with Tamara Scott, but themedicalrebel.com. And I've got a lot of information about, you know, self-treatment and things that you can do for yourself and what we know.
Awesome. And you can find me at rightnow.news. I'm on Brighteon weeknights, 8 p.m. And of course, I restream it across my Rumble channel, Right Now Ann. And I'm Ann Vandersteel everywhere on social media. So it shouldn't be too hard to find me, hopefully. Although they do a good job of censoring me.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Look, we got a men's conference coming up. And I'm telling you, we're going to talk about all of this stuff. We got some great speakers. You can go and register at Eventbrite. Or newlifeharvestchurch.org, And it's June 9th and June 10th. And we're going to be doing some great things. You know, we're working to get men awakened again, to get back in this fight. And the men also will align with the women. What is wrong with these men who don't want women to do anything? Something's wrong with them fighting these, I mean, this crazy men wanting to be women. What is going on? We're going to deal with all of that at this men's conference, and we're going to address the transgender movement. And it's very important. Look, I appreciate everyone being here. As you know, me and my wife, Maria, we've been married 32 years. Look, we got a book out there called Three Keys to Successful Marriage. You can get that on Amazon.com. But just know the family, we're in this fight for man, the king. We were meant to be. We're kings and priests, rulers, not slaves, not someone to be dominated. We were meant to steward this earth, take care of the resources, manage everything, distribute it, and love ye one another. We got to fight, and we're going to win. I believe it. Thank you all for tuning in today. God bless you all.